on Thursday, February 11th, the first Coffee with a Cop West Side gathering was held at 9 a.m. at the Steep and Brew Coffee Shop, 6656 O'Dana Road. This recording is the first 7 minutes of that meeting. These will continue weekly every Thursday at 9 a.m. at the same location.
Maybe you can explain to everybody too what now that we're all here. And
this is I'm recording this for WIDELP, 41 Lowell Power Station, and broadcast from Orchard Drive, not far from Sequoia Branch Library. And it's a station with a range of a couple of miles from around there, depending how good your tuner is. But it can be heard much farther on car radios. Mm-hmm. And we do have a weekly crime alert program that the head of the Neighborhood Watch program in Midvale Heights does on the air. So every Monday at 9 and noon, you'll hear his weekly report on crime in the area and advice for not getting things stolen from your car and so on. Mm-hmm. So he couldn't come today, but I told him I would try to record something. So I wanted to explain how this sort of thing started and what you hope to accomplish.
You want to talk, or? Well, I was approached from another officer who did work downtown, and it really had, I think, stemmed from Scott's idea of what they did downtown. And so the idea was just to have a kind of informal place where we could meet with the community and talk about whatever issues were up and kind of get to know one another on a more intimate level, you know. And
why don't you give your name?
I'm Officer Ely with the Madison Police Department.
I'm Officer Thompson with the Madison Police. I worked downtown last year, and like I said earlier, they have Coffee with a Cop at Madison's Sourdough on Willie Street every Wednesday at 9 a.m. So I've been a part of that for the year, and it was really enjoyable and laid back. And sometimes we'd have a ton of people there, and sometimes not many at all. People would just pop through and either say hello or ask questions or just chat about really anything. I think it was good for us to get some information about their neighborhoods, some things that they'd be noticing that maybe they were reluctant to call in about, or just some questions or concerns they had, or also just to see us on a little more personal level and see us as approachable, normal people that they can talk with. So we did get some pretty helpful information about some neighborhood problems that we were able to act on. So,
yeah. Well, this is the first meeting you've had on the west side.
Yes.
Yep.
This is the first one.
And you're planning to have these every week?
Yeah, I think every Thursday at 9.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you might see some different officers here and there depending on our shift schedules and rotations, or like if there's some really busy calls going on, we might not always be here in full force, but we'll try to at least have a couple people here every time. Do you guys want to just pop in?
He is the captain of our district, yes.
Checking for refund.
Yeah.
Is he buying coffee then?
His coffee, yes.
Can we go around and introduce ourselves?
Go ahead.
I'm Merle Bengston. I'm the police co-liaison for the Meadowood Neighborhood Association. And we decided to come just to get acquainted with some other people in the West District. That's good.
Brian Vanderves, I'm also with the police department. I'm normally in a patrol assignment like Emily and Adria, but I'm doing background investigations on the next incoming recruit class. So that's why I'm in plain clothes today. I have a slightly different assignment, but happy to join all of you.
I'm Tom Heine. I'm a member of the Neighborhood Watch group in Hill Farms. My wife serves with Alderman Skidmore on the Public Safety Committee, Marilee Pickett. She says hi. She had a coffee with a friend this morning, which unfortunately took priority. She didn't send me. I wanted to come. And I have a number of concerns, as anybody in the neighborhood has, about the stuff that goes on the street, more anecdotal than
anything. I'm Eric Lewandowski. I'm the president of the Walnut Grove Homes Association, not too far from here. I've been working with the MPD for at least the last 5 years, as long as I've been president of the organization. wonderful experiences with everyone I've come in contact with, including starting with probably Chief Goval, moving to Captain Wall and down to the patrol officers. I took part in the Citizen Academy this past fall and just caught the bug. I really appreciate what you all are doing, and I want to keep learning more and more about how we can work effectively with you.
Thanks.
Dick Wall, West District Captain.
Well, let me know when you get here. I can show you to the man office.
I'm Bob Park, Program Director for WIDELT, and our station is broadcasting in Midvale Heights. We have a pilot program weekly by Steve Fitzsimmons, who is head of the Neighborhood Watch in Midvale Heights and Orchard Ridge.
And I'm Mark Evans. I'm actually a crossing guard, and so I actually work for the police department, and I live on the west side also. In my job as a crossing guard, I work all over, mainly the west side, sometimes the south side or elsewhere. I'm sort of I work every shift somewhere. The advantage of that is that I am in all these different neighborhoods. I used to work for the school district, but being out on the street with children coming to school, often late to school, or interacting with their parents, it's a really great opportunity to see the communities, in plural, differently than you might working in a building for the school district. But I will say that crossing guards really appreciate it when police officers stop and actually talk with them, because often crossing guards have some immediacy of insight as to a comment some parent made or concerns they have with children, etc. So, but beyond that, I think this is a wonderful idea for a coffee, and I hope that people are aware of it and more people try to stop in and have a cup of coffee and share their thoughts with you folks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, I'm Paul Skidmore. I'm the 9th District Alder. I live in Tamarack. I've been on the council for how many years? 15 years. I think you should all know by now my feelings about the police department. I just got off my security shift downtown, so I've had a number of contacts with Central PD this morning already, so, but that's a different story. I'm very glad this is happening. I've always had great relationships with officers, and I think if you want to sit down and have coffee, they love it. And I've never met a police officer that didn't want to talk to the people that they serve and work with. So,
well, thank you all for telling us about what brought you here.
Yeah.